you for calling Norwood Marble and Granite. Please listen to the following options. If you know the extension of the person you are trying to reach, you may dial it at any time. For a dial by name directory, press pound. For scheduling,
Norwood, this is Karen speaking.
Hi, Karen. Is Bob there?
May I tell him who's calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Bob, man, can I help you?
Hey, Bob, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Did you have a good holiday weekend?
Yeah, it was good.
Good, good.
It got hot and rainy here, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's good to,
okay.
Have, good to have off.
No, yeah, get some time, rest up.
Yeah. What can I do for you, Danny?
Well, yeah, Bob, I wanted to, you know, touch base with you on a conversation we had last week. I know you were shopping around for that 200K.
Yeah, but whoever your underwriter is or whatever she is, your loan officer,
sure,
or whatever, wasn't very,
yeah,
helpful. So I kind of, you know, moved on.
Really? What did it,
I
haven't gone back with her.
Yeah, I couldn't get any rates from her. And frankly,
right,
I'm not used to having a loan treated like a used car financing. What I needed from you guys is to tell me basically what your best offer is,
right,
assuming that my credit meets it. And I understand that you're going to have to see, you know, financials and stuff,
mm-hmm,
but it's too early in the game to provide that without knowing anything about your product, what the interest rate is, how you charge, what you have financed, and whatever. So, I mean,
mm-hmm,
if that's the way you guys do business, then, you know, there's,
mm-hmm,
plenty of other people out there for me to do business with.
Right, and that's, I think, what she was trying to get at is that we would need more information, you know, like look at,
well,
like credit.
I explained all the information, the amount of the loan, what the machine was for.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell you how long I'm in business. I can tell you my annual gross sales. I can,
right,
tell you that I've got probably over around $250,000 in automobile leasing and loans. I have other equipment loans.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a bond. I got a performance bond for $250,000.
Right.
My credit's good. So if you're trying to qualify me, I think I gave you enough information to qualify me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going,
right,
to get the loan when I pull the trigger on what loan I want. That's not even a question. So if you guys wanted to compete, basically,
mm-hmm,
what I need to know is what you're offering.
Right, and we have,
and then you guys, you take a shot, you tell me what you're offering or whatever. If I choose you, I choose you. If I don't, I don't. But
right,
the way you're going about it, you're not even in the game.
Right. Yeah, and that's, I think, what she was trying to get at is that, excuse me, we do have multiple programs, and I mean, we have, you know, programs.
Well, you
that
know, put me on the best program. You know, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure out what your best program is. So if you,
right,
give me your best program, I could decide whether I want to pursue that or not. I'm really not. I'm just telling you straight up front, I'm not worried about getting the loan. It's just,
right,
who I decide to do business with.
Exactly, and that's like, I mean, we have programs, you know, that range from 0%, but it doesn't mean you're going to qualify for it. So that's why I think she didn't want to get into those discussions, talking about like programs that might not even, you know, come up into play depending on what you qualify for. And that's just, it's all
okay,
that
but
talk.
What the information I gave you should tell you what I qualify for, and I'm not interested in filling out and letting all my financial information get out to somebody that I might not even be interested in doing business with, just to find out what your loans are. For me to have to fill out all that information is ridiculous. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. So, anyway, that's where I'm at, and I really can't waste any other time because I told you I'm shopping, so I didn't stop with you guys. So if you have my email and whatever, if you want to get back to me and, you know, make a proposal or give me something that I can understand, you know, what you're offering, please do that. But otherwise, I'm already wasting too much time.
And I hear you, and that's, okay. I know, that's what we mean. We can get you, you know, real answers. And do you have any approvals, or are you just having offers, like, thrown at you? Because I know you probably get a bunch of these calls all the time. And, I mean, do you have legit approvals that you've received?
No, I don't, but I'm going with legitimate places. I don't really feel like I'm getting jerked around. So be doing that, but you got to pique my interest anyway for me to... put myself in a position to get jerked around.
Exactly, and that's, we're not trying to do that is what I'm saying, because there's a lot of people who are out there going to give you these crazy numbers that you won't
even
qualify for.
No, I know. I think I'm, although it's difficult, I think I'm educated enough to know a crazy offer, and that's why when I call somebody, I need to have something more concrete before I fill anything out, because I'm not going to fill anything out based upon some crazy advertisement, you know.
Right.
Because, that just doesn't make sense. So.
Right, it just lures people in. Yeah, and that's why, like, we don't like to give out the rates like that, just because it gives false, you know, promises and breaks dreams, you know. Because then it comes down to, well, you promised me this, and it's like, whoa, we didn't promise. Yeah, so
well, like I said, if you want to give me a realistic... you know, ballpark, I may come back and say, well, you're in the ballpark, you know, maybe we can play the game, but unless you can at least get me in a realistic ballpark, you know, I'm not looking for you to blow smoke at me and say,
you
got 3%.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to know what it is you guys are offering to somebody with excellent credit rating. And good financials.
Yeah, and that's like, so, I mean, most of the programs that I've seen, they're like in the, you know, the low mid-single digits. When, you know, it's like somewhere around there, like four, you know, on up, three, four. So, like, that's...
You know, so to be honest with you, so you're not the only one who I've had to have this conversation with, so I understand the game that's being played, but I'm telling everybody I'm not playing the game. I need a loan. I can go, you know, I basically have my bank, but I just, you know, don't necessarily, if somebody else is going to offer me, you know, a percentage point better or whatever, you know, I'm interested in at least knowing what the final offer that I take is, you know, so someone could offer me a pretty good offer, but I may not take it because I've done my homework.
Exactly.
And I got a better offer. But that's the risk that you're going to have to take if you want to try to sell a loan.
Right, exactly. And that's, we have a beater match policy as well. So if there is an offer you already have, we could at the very least match it, if not beat it. So that's
Well, that's a point in your favor.
Right. And what exactly are you looking for over there, Bob? Just so I can get an idea of what, you know, you're looking at.
Okay, but unless you're like really close, like that's not a game that I play, like, because I don't want to be hit by you with like 2 points higher, and then you thinking, well, I'm going to come back to you to match.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
So what I need from you is you guys' best, you know, loan, best terms, and so like I said, I'm looking for. Actually, I've got equipment on order for $181,000.
Oh, so it's cheaper.
So I don't know if you offer 100% loan, 20% down. I mean, you know, whatever your best loan is, and tell me what for how long the term is, and then your best interest rates, and if there's any other fees that I need to consider.
Right. So it's 2 to 5 year terms. You know, it's like your typical, you know, like your, it's a conventional loan, like your, you know, average, you know, like car loan,
so
basically.
You only go out to 5 years. Okay.
Right. You seen more than that? I was just curious.
Well, 7 to 10.
I guess 5, 7, 10. Right.
This is pretty big equipment. I think my depreciation schedule on it is like 10 years.
Okay. Is that usually how long they last? About 10 years, you'd say? I know they're under.
For this kind of equipment, I guess I could double depreciation schedule,
mm-hmm.
Make it 5, but, yeah. That would be up to my accountants.
Right.
Whatever they forecast in the future, whatever, like, expenses I'm going to need. So 5 would be probably the minimum I'm looking at. I just wanted to see if I had any options.
Yeah, no.
Like,
and
that's not so important. So, I mean, if 5 years is a better deal that you offer, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's fine. I wouldn't turn it down necessarily for 5, you know. I don't need necessarily 10 years or 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, you know, I basically could purchase the equipment straight out, but that doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it hurts, you know. I'm not sure it's going to hurt your cash flow, but definitely puts a dent into it.
There's no sense in laying out that kind of cash. I could use that cash for other things.
Exactly. And that's a lot of companies, they use their lines of credit, you know, for to buy a machine straight out, right? But that's what us, I mean, we do working capital. We also do equipment finance, so we could, you know, free up cash flow and get the equipment as well.
Right.
So this you have a quote though for this? It's 180. Is that the exact?
Yeah, I wish I could put my fingers on it. It's filed away. I can get my accountant. But yeah, I've already got the purchase order in.
Okay.
It's being delivered within like this month, the end of the
month.
So, you know, and so instead of just purchasing it outright, which I'll probably end up doing till I get to loan on it.
Right.
But then I thought, well, why lay out that kind of money right now when I can use it for inventory and stuff? So
exactly, especially if you could see, you know, what other options you have. I mean, because if you had that purchase order already on hand, I mean, all we need is that one page application, and I can get you an answer, and you can see exactly what we, you know, could do for you, and then
sense. I'll look at the application. If it's got any financial information. I don't need to provide. I had an email that asked me to provide financial statements and all that nonsense, and I'm not
going
to do that. I'll do that after I decide to get the loan.
Right.
But I'm not going to do that.
As a matter of fact,
a lot of places, like up to like $250,000, don't require anything. They just run a credit report.
Right, and that's I think Joe gave you like the whole gist of what we would need just to save time in the future. But we definitely, if you have the quote available, we can just, you need the one page application, and I can get you, you know, an answer here by the end of the week on what you're looking at.
I'll see if I'm going to do that. I was just kind of hoping you guys would, you know, email me like what you thought you might be able to do. I understand there might be a little wiggle room in there. But,
and that's, like I said, I think when you spoke with Jai, it was, she just didn't want to give you a number that you're like, oh man, like, this is what I'm getting, you know, you're guaranteeing me this kind of thing.
I understand that it's not what I'm getting. I understand that it would depend on my credit report. Mm-hmm. But like I say, you know, I know my credit report, so if you guys came back to me and said, oh, you don't really qualify for this, you know, I would just move on because...
Right.
So I just want to know what you guys can do and what you can abide by, you know. And then I realized that after I send in my financials, if you moved off of that for any reason, you know, then I would just move on.
Right.
But, you know, there's some risk in it on both our parts, so...
Exactly, and that's what
so
we're trying
anyway,
to get to.
Yeah, but like I say, I'm not used to, like, you know, where you're trying to hold a half a point or a point or something like that. You know,
yeah.
I'm used to, like, look, I want your business because if you say that, like if I came back, if you told me whatever percentage and I came back and my financials weren't as good as I said, and you would still probably qualify me, but I would realize that I was bullshitting you and that my rate wouldn't be that.
Right.
You understand? So I don't know who's gaining by, like, holding all the information so close to their vests. You know what I mean?
Right. And that's just, like, we like to build these, you know, relationships with businesses.
Okay.
And that's, you know, we're not trying to, we don't need to do business like that and give you random numbers,
yeah.
You know.
So we're building a relationship. So now I just need for you guys to, like, roll the dice, take a chance, tell me what you can do for me. And then if it's, you know, if it's a good deal, then I move on. If if all you guys are trying to protect the best rate, trying to, you know, I don't know if that's, you know, if that game works or it doesn't work, you know, but I'm not having really that much trouble negotiating with people.
Right,
you know,
and
what I'm saying? I'm getting initial resistance, but it's breaking down after I have a talk with them.
Yeah, exactly, and that's like at the end of the day.
We're building a relationship here.
Yeah,
I've already spent more time with you than I have with many others. So.
Well, yeah, and that's like I'm trying to get you the, you know, best deal possible here, and and that's, it's smart, you know, you need to shop around, but also that's all we need is that one page app and that quote, and I can get you, you know, see exactly what we could do for you, and we could have real numbers.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm going to have to go back through my emails and pull it up. So,
okay. Well, I can send you, I have your...
Okay, if you want to resend it to me, but, you know, it might take some time, and then I might not be interested by the time I get around to it.
Right, yeah.
Go ahead and do it.
Okay.
If that's the way you guys want to do it, or you can just send me an email and, like, you know, give me some kind of offer that ballparks what your programs are.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'll do that. I'll send it over to you about 15 minutes from now, Bob.
Okay. All right. Thanks, man.
All right, and when would be a good time to, you know, follow up with you?
You know, probably like tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. Is this time work for you, or is it a little...
Yeah, this time's fine.
Okay. All right, sounds good,
okay.
Bob.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh. All right. Bye-bye.